Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 21st of August of the year 2020, and on this date in history, in 1264, Kublai Khan accepted the surrender of his younger brother, Arik Burk, at Xanadu at the end of the Mongolian Civil War. According to Mongol legend, the brother surrendered by saying, "Ah, uncle, uncle, mom, he's hurting me." Your guest today on the podcast is workout maven and fitness DVD bestseller Nish Kumar. Welcome back to the show.
Howdy, partners.
It's amazing that you're still selling fitness DVDs even though nobody uses DVDs anymore.
Say what you will, I managed to keep a lot of obsolete formats alive. You think my fitness DVDs are selling well? Alice, you should check out how many fitness laser discs I'm moving.
I mean,
I am shifting hella product in the retro video formats.
I mean,
my fitness Betamax, Beta Bodies, has absolutely gone through the roof.
Beta Bodies for Beta Males, that series was really beautiful.
Beta Bodies for Beta Males, absolutely. It's not all about six packs. What about cultivating a keg?
I particularly enjoyed your series of push-up telegrams, which basically just telegrams that you'd receive that would say, push-up, stop. Push-up, stop.
Well, let me tell you, it turned out to be a lot better than my sit-up carrier pigeon service because that those birds were not reliable. Let's just put it this way. I've had a few rabies shots in my time, Alice. A few.
Coming up today, our top story is Pyramid Schemes Updates, brought to you by Nish Kumar. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, doctors are reporting that having been immune from coronavirus for some time, the sinister and mysterious octopus tribes of New Zealand have been reporting a number of cases of a mysterious illness that may or may not have been linked. Sources are suggesting that the leap from man to octopus man may have taken place at what is being called, without explanation, a dry market during the recent New Year celebrations on that Shrouded Island's mysterious shores, whose ancient origins are lost in the mists of January. Upon word of this disaster, plans have now been made for another festival to celebrate the end of the New Year, which is shadowed by this new occurrence, and to mark a historic increase in calendar sales, the likes of which haven't been seen since 2027, which, according to Octopus Calendars, was last decade. And tragically, a small segment of Australians and the entirety of the Mars for-profit prison colony today mourned the death of Aussie entertainment legend Tim What's-His-Name, who was in a bunch of shows that weren't Neighbours. That nobody watched because they weren't Neighbours. Tim was most famous for his program, The One That Goes On After The Simpsons, and its follow-up, The One That Goes On After The Simpsons Repeat, but before The New Simpsons later. So, poor Tim What's-His-Name lest we forget. That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because the self is an illusion that can only be shored up by capitalism. And this summer's blockbuster hit from the people who brought you The Candyman and The Bourne Identity. When I was a child, my father gave me a pack of Werther's Originals. Now, 20 years later, he wants it back. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by the peculiarly low-stakes thriller, Damn You, Brenda, Return My Goddamn Toffees. Critics call it baffling and just buy him a new pack, Christ. In cinemas, if it's legal where you are, now.
All joking aside, that movie does play like a horror movie to men of South Asian descent, but only because of our genetic propensity towards type 2 diabetes. I'll be honest with you, what I thought The Candyman was versus what it actually is, the second version is much less scary.
Well, speaking of scary things, did you know that during a summer rain, tortoises will often drink and urinate simultaneously? This behaviour can be stimulated in hot weather by lightly spraying the animals with a garden hose. Many people seem to believe that Mediterranean tortoises naturally acquire almost all of their fluid requirement from their food, and that they therefore do not require additional drinking water. It's highly regrettable that such dangerous misinformation is in circulation. Most species of tortoise quite like a drink of water, so if you have a home tortoise or access to tortoises in the wild, satiate their thirst by giving them access to at least half a glass of water and go on from there. If you forget the half a glass of water, run inside and get one. They won't get away.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Coming up today, top story is pyramid schemes. Nish, you are going to update us on the latest in pyramid schemes, being, may I say, the absolute leader in multi-level marketing practices. What's happening in the world of pyramid schemes right now?
Alice, if there's one thing I know, it's defrauding people of their hard-earned money, whether it's through my fitness laser discs or string of increasingly ludicrous financial crimes. The thing is, it's been a tough 10 to 15 years for the large-scale fraud industry, largely because a lot of the tricks that we used of sort of deliberately obfuscating language and robbing people of their hard-earned money by making the promises actually moved out of the sector of criminality and into the global financial system and became an entirely acceptable way for people to operate whilst hoofing nose loads of cocaine. So the fraudsters have had to resort to increasingly outre methods to get their frauds across, culminating in this year's hot financial fraud-based trend of literal pyramid schemes. Now, these are schemes where people are asked to part with their money to finance pyramids, actual pyramids in Egypt, for, as far as we can tell, hypothetically dead ancient Egyptians. A lot of people who were caught up by the scheme definitely knew something was fishy when they said that they were trying to finance the building of a pyramid for the Egyptian emperor, Dave. It feels like that certainly should have been a dead giveaway. And they were building another temple to the ancient Egyptian god of Andrew Strauss, the former England cricket captain. Feels like there were a few red flags in there, but people are being asked to part with their hard-earned cash in order to finance pyramids that don't exist. Now, you know, listen, we're all very excited by the prospect of more pyramids. It's been a long time since any Egyptian really went out in the way that God intended for an Egyptian to go out. There's too much of this death without having all of the organs removed and individually embalmed, and then the actual corpse being wrapped in paper and locked inside a Toblerone-shaped vault.
Yes, next to a razor.
Yes.
You always got to put a razor next to an Egyptian pharaoh's mummified corpse in order to keep the razor sharp and the corpse fresh.
Is that a real thing?
No. I mean, people do put razors in pyramids. But...
yeah, oh, right, yeah. No, that's what I was... I know mummies aren't real, I think. Hold on, I need to make some calls.
When you say, I know mummies aren't real, do you mean the mummified corpses of Egyptian pharaohs, or do you mean the kind of walking around ones?
No, I mean the ones that pursue Tom Cruise in bad movies. I definitely know that the embalmed corpses, mummified embalmed corpses exist. I definitely know that those Brendan Fraser films were not documentaries. I know that. I know that for sure. It's not like werewolves, which, as we all know, absolutely exist.
Absolutely exist. And certainly we're Saurians, like your Prime Minister, Nish Kumar, who's currently transforming at least once a month into a massive dragon.
Yeah. Listen, it was a lot of people said you shouldn't elect someone that once a month breathes fire onto people. But, you know... how were we supposed to know that he would actually do it? How are we supposed to know that electing someone obviously unqualified for their office would blow up in our faces quite literally once a month?
Yes, yes. When somebody tells you who they are, believe them is a saying. But I think the British people say when somebody tells you who they are, have an argument about it and then do the opposite of whatever seems sensible. That's...
Listen, as national mottos go, it's a bit of a mouthful, but we're stuck with it.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This comes in from Lorne. Dear Alice, guest, that's you today, Nish, and you're also right. Christopher. First of all, hello and thank you for making such a fine show. I'm going to take that fine in the English sense of like, very fine, rather than the Australian sense of, I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
Now, speaking as a Canadian, I am highly sensitive to the way my country is portrayed on the international or indeed interdimensional stage. That's why I wanted to take a moment to thank you for not running any stories about Canada or things Canadian or taking any notice of us at all, really. This is interesting. Canada? I've never heard of it, so...
Doesn't sound like a real country.
It doesn't sound like a real country at all. But thank you for writing in, Lorne. And I hope that wherever it is you live carries on well.
I hope that whatever it is carries on well.
Yeah.
Sterling words. It feels like the sort of thing that would be in the text of a letter written in the 17th century. I hope that whatever it is carries on well.
Well, I just don't know. I just don't know where this man is writing from. Perhaps he's writing from the other dimension. I don't know if you've been following this, Nish, because it's been a while since you came on this show, but we've made communication, made a link with another dimension who've been listening to this podcast for almost a year now. So it's entirely possible that they have other things going on there and this has slipped through the glitch. So, Lorne, if you do indeed exist, good luck to you. And I'm sure Christopher would say the same. That's all the time we have for the podcast today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I'm doing a show called Hello America on Quibi. And also, I'd like to plug the concept of good vibes.
That is a great concept. Bad in execution, or if you have a brand... It's called Good Vibes. You always know it's going to smell a little bit like patchouli. If you enjoyed Nish on today's episode doing his brilliant work, you can listen back to episode 88 or episode 92 to hear more of his excellent comedy. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is available on Amazon Prime, or if you don't like Amazon Prime, you can download it free as a podcast under the name The Alice Fraser Trilogy on your podcatcher. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.